One of the secrets of holiness that had a powerful impact on Catholicism in Indiana can be found in the life and ministry of our first bishop, Simon Brute. He was intellectually gifted, one of the first significant theologians to guide the leadership of the church in the United States. He had been a restless soul through the years of his vocational discernment, and continued to struggle during his years of teaching in the United States. He wrestled with a desire to become a missionary in the Far East. The case can be made that he found peace of soul after he became the founding missionary bishop of the territory that encompassed Indiana and eastern Illinois. For the 2005 summer series of my reflections, I plan to focus on the life and ministry of our first bishop. He was born March 20, 1779, and died June 26, 1839. Elements of his life and ministry can serve as a framework for reflections on the meaning of his virtues for us Catholics some 160 years later. I truly believe he is a blessing and a grace for our local church. Many of you are aware that because of this conviction, I have initiated the beginning stages of the cause for the canonization of Bishop Brute. You also know that I named our seminary House of Formation at Marian College under his patronage. I hope to frame my reflections around the stages of our founding bishop's life. Tentatively, I see the reflections for the series unfolding as follows. The first, about a childhood shaped by life during the French Revolution. Gabriel Simon Brute was born in affluence, but even as a child was forced to live his Catholic faith with extraordinary discretion. The second reflection, Gabriel Simon's academic and medical background. He was an outstanding student and became a distinguished medical doctor. Thirdly, vocation to the priesthood and missionary aspirations. Only later did Gabriel Simon Brute de Remours discern a vocation to priesthood, and that in spite of his mother's strong and vociferous objections. The fourth reflection, missionary to the United States, his priestly ministry in Maryland. Father Brute wrestled with the desire to be a missionary to the Far East, like St. Francis Xavier, but as a Sulpician priest, he was sent to the United States instead. The focus of his ministry was that of theologian and a teacher. The fifth reflection will be about his ministry at Emmitsburg, Maryland. During his sojourn at Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, the spirituality and holiness of Father Brute caught the attention of Elizabeth Ann Seton, who has been canonized for her holiness and charity. Father Brute had become her spiritual director. The sixth reflection, about a pastor at heart. While he was highly respected as a theologian by the first bishops of the United States, Father Brute was sought out for his sacramental ministry, his pastoral wisdom, and for spiritual direction. The seventh reflection, on the status of the church in Indiana in 1834. Of the roughly 1 million people living in Indiana and Illinois, there were an estimated 25,000 Catholics spread over the large territory. Chicago had the largest number. Conditions were primitive. The Ohio and Wabash rivers were main arteries for travel. The first missionaries, however, traversed most of the territory by horseback. The eighth reflection, Bishop of Vincennes, 1834. Against his protestations and efforts to refuse his appointment as Bishop of Vincennes, because of what he considered severe pastoral, spiritual, and physical limitations, Simon Berthe was named to Vincennes in 1834. He had only two priests, and one on loan, to help found the diocese. The ninth reflection, 5 years of effective ministry. As we will see, our first missionary bishop found peace of soul and accomplished extraordinary results in ministry in 5 short years. A tenth reflection will be on the poverty and holiness of Bishop Brute. A friend of his, Bishop Flaget of Bardstown, said, and I quote, "An American missionary had to be able to live on nothing and cook it himself," unquote. An 11th reflection is on the illness and death of a simple bishop. Bishop Brute was buried in borrowed clothes. His last words were those of Jesus on the cross, "Sitio, I thirst." Finally, I will do a reflection on the process for the cause of canonization. On December 4, 1891, while visiting Vincennes, Cardinal Gibbons said, and I quote, "Worthy citizens of Vincennes, you need not go on pilgrimages to visit the tombs of saints. There is one reposing here in your midst, namely the saintly founder of this diocese, Right Reverend Simon Brute," close quotes. My sources for reflecting on the life of Bishop Brute will be that of Simon Brute de Remour, by Sister Mary Silesia Godecker, a Benedictine, who published his life by St. Meinrad Historical Essays at St. Meinrad in 1931. The second source is entitled The Reed and the Rock, Portrait of Simon Brute, by Theodore Maynard. It was published by Longmans, Green & Company in New York in 1942. The third source, Frontier Bishop, The Life of Bishop Simon Brute, by James Roosevelt Bailey, edited by Albert J. Nevins, a Maryknoll missionary, and published by Our Sunday Visitor in 1971.